the initial feeling for me was quite incredible. Obviously, I've just found out I'm on the Rio 2016 team, and some, you know, if you'd have told me 4 years ago, having just watched London 2012, that Freddie, you're going to be doing the next Olympic Games in Rio, I probably wouldn't have believed you. But I've been training incredibly hard and really put my head down and not tried to be overly focused on the Olympics, but just trying to do everything right that I can do, and choosing to make sacrifices, like not going to university straight away, so just focusing on my training. And so I've just been working really hard. This current year has just gone incredibly well. Obviously, I was double national champion in January, which qualified me to go out to Rio for the qualifications for the Olympic Games, where you qualify your country or place, not yourself, and earned GB. It's second place in the Olympic Games. We got our full quota in my event of two places, and then we had the Olympic trials actually at my home pool here in Sheffield, Ponsforge, where I've trained for 13 years. And yeah, we had our Olympic trials and I got two silver medals, and that's exactly what I needed to do to make the Olympic squad. And yeah, the official confirmation was Friday last week, and I've just been on a, as you say, a huge buzz since then, and yeah, having a little trouble sleeping, but in a good way. You know, my motivation is really high now, which is fantastic.
And it's your 21st tomorrow, so no better present than that, really, is there?
No, there isn't. I mean, what better than Olympic Games, you know, to make that small group of people who have ever been an Olympian. I think it's something like 1 in 650,000 people is going to be an Olympian, you know, and I'm one of those. It's really exciting, as you say. You know, you can't get a much better 21st present than that.
You mentioned then, obviously 4 years ago in London, you'd have been on the sidelines, I imagine, at that point. Was that a massive inspiration to you, that legacy's now continued and now you are our representative at Rio?
Huge. It's had a real strong impact on me. I was fortunate enough to go and watch London 2012. I saw a couple of the preliminary events in the event that I'm competing in now, and as you say, it was a huge inspiration. But thinking about back then, 4 years ago, and my opinion at the time of the people I was watching, it's funny thinking, as you mentioned, that I'm one of those now. You know, I almost don't feel like that. I just feel like I'm just Freddie still, you know. And yet here I am, about to make my Olympic debut. It's quite scary, really.
And obviously last year was slightly injury hit, not your best year, but you've come back and you've stormed 2016. You mentioned the two goals there in the National Cup. You've been to Rio already.
Yeah.
So was it a difficult year last year, and then even more determination to sort of get there for 2016?
I think so. Last year was an interesting year. It was, as you say, there were lots of little injuries which affected certain competitions, and that meant that I didn't do as many international competitions as I would have liked to. I mean, some of the performances I did weren't bad. I just didn't have that much exposure. And coming the year before, when I got two national gold medals again in my first year as a senior athlete, Commonwealth bronze medal, that was a huge year. So yeah, there was a little sort of dip in between. But I was still working really hard. Things were still improving. But it's difficult to make that jump up to the next level, and that's what I was trying to do. And this year, all those things have come together and worked out incredibly well. And as you say, now I've booked my ticket on the plane.
2014, you were there in Glasgow competing at 2014, bronze medal, if I'm correct there.
Yeah, that's right.
So you've had that experience on the international stage. That will help you undoubtedly for Rio, you think?
Tremendously so. Having experiences like a Commonwealth Games, it's a miniature Olympic Games, effectively. So I was younger then, I was less experienced, and it was still a huge event in terms of publicity, media. We still get the kit day, all these exciting things going around it, but with not the same amount of athletes, not quite the same sort of razzmatazz, if you like, as the Olympic Games. It was a warm-up. It's incredibly useful, incredibly beneficial, and I can use that to help my experience. And this Olympic Games as well, there isn't as much pressure on me as there are some other athletes, such as, you know, Tom Daley, where, you know, the kind of nation is expecting a sort of medal. Those same pressures aren't on me just yet, because I'm not quite at my peak level. I know I've got loads left in me. My original aim was always to try and make Tokyo 2020, where I knew I'd be at my peak then, and 2016 would be a bonus. So I'm hoping to go out there and just take everything I can possibly from it, and allow all the razzmatazz and excitement to sort of galvanise a special performance.
You mentioned watching Tom then and working with Tom. You also work closely with Jack Law, who is a teammate, but you'll also be competing against him at Rio as well, won't you? What's that going to be like?
I think personally, competing against Jack Law is going to be a great thing, because in diving, you're competing against each other, but it's not like boxing or tennis or even football. You're not going at each other. You're just trying to do the best that you can do. So really, you almost want everyone to dive well, but you to just dive that little bit better in some way. So you don't get these kind of like sort of nasty, bitter rivalries. We're all good mates. Jack Law's a great friend of mine. We've been mates for probably, 11, 12 years. And And he is one of the best divers in the world on the 3 meter springboard, the event that I do. So being able to train near to him, obviously hope he's up in Leeds, to be a mate with him, to compete alongside him in the biggest sporting event in the world is really fortunate for me. His diving is an inspiration to me as well.
Now your Rio when you went in the World Cup, yeah. Is that going to be the same diving centre?
Yeah, the same diving centre.
So you've already had that practice then of what it's like in that arena.
I have.
Advantage?
Certainly, big advantage, and due to the fact that I competed well there. So every year before an Olympic Games, you have the World Cup, which is the qualifier for that, in the Olympic pool. So we had the same for London, there's the same for Beijing, etc., etc. So I'd say, yeah, so I was out there, and I dived well. Now, some countries, so China, for instance, they might have still done well to someone looking outside in, but China are incredibly dominant in diving. They could potentially sort of clean sweep every single competition. They didn't do that in the World Cup at all. So for them, you know, countries like that might be looking in feeling a little bit nervous, but for Great Britain, we had a tremendous World Cup. Pretty much every athlete on the team did the job they needed to do, performed exceedingly well. So we're looking for that similar thing out there, and that is going to give us a huge amount of confidence moving forward, and especially for me as well. I know the pool, I'm used to the visuals, the feelings of the board, and again, most importantly, the confidence that I can dive well there to put me in the right headspace moving forward.
Is there something in it? To me, it's the simple thing, you're jumping off the board into a pool.
Yeah.
But you mentioned there, like, the aesthetics of the arena. So yeah. There is a different feel from Ponds Forge to Rio, is there?
A huge difference. It's really quite profound, the impact different diving pools make on your diving. Moving from indoor pool to indoor pool is weird enough. Every single springboard feels different. The way that it moves, how quickly it fires you up, whether it feels stiff, tight, loose, a little wobbly, the height you can generate out of it, every board is slightly different like that. The colour of the tiles of the pool is slightly different. The roof colour is different. The size of the building is different. Now, you're doing incredibly complex spins and twists in the air. You need to know exactly where you are if you want to execute the dive perfectly. If you lose sight of where you are in the air, you're potentially going to fail your dive, going to have a complete wipeout. So you've got to know where you are, and you use those visual cues every day. You see, like, the water on 1, 2, 3 somersaults, and then line up for that perfect entry. Now, if you're not used to them, it can really throw you off. One of the tricky things with outdoor pools is, which it is in Rio, you have blue water, blue sky all around. To distinguish between the water and the sky can become very difficult, and then throw in a sun with all that glare that can get in your eyes. Whilst you're trying to know where you are and orientate yourself, there's a sun kind of blinding you. So that can really throw you off. And there was, in training and even in the competitions in Rio, there was lots of mistakes being made by very competent people. So the fact that we have Team GB has a pre-camp in Tallahassee in Florida in an outdoor pool to acclimatise is great. I have 10 days or maybe slightly more in Rio before I get to compete. So all those things are incredibly, incredibly useful to acclimatise to the right settings, because it makes a far bigger difference than you expect.
In terms of Rio now, focusing, yeah. Training today, I imagine, is 100% Rio-based now. Yeah. So what training techniques are you working on? What's the heavy focus ahead of Rio then, training-wise?
I think for me, the main focus would be making sure that I'm feeling good about it all, that I'm confident in my head, because it's such a mental game, getting all your dives right. Obviously, I'm diving well, because I've had a good year, so obviously, physically, I'm in a good way. My dives are going well. My preparation this year has been great, so I've got to keep that going. I've got to try and use the Olympic Games as motivation to carry me forward to, you know, train as hard or even slightly harder than I have been doing to put me in the absolute best place possible. But as I mentioned, that the confidence is probably a huge thing, because it's going to be a big deal. There's going to be so many TV cameras, people watching you, friends, family, people you've not spoken to in ages. Everyone's going to come out to probably watch this. That can add a degree of pressure, which you've probably got to try and ignore, because really, behind all that, it's a normal diving competition with the same international people, the same springboards I was using, you know, 4 or 5 months ago in Rio. So, yeah, I've just got to carry that through and just keep things going and work really well with my coach. One of the tricky things is my coach isn't able to come out to Rio with me, because there's a limited amount of coach accreditations you can have. So I'm going to have to go out and train with someone else and get used to their coaching and so on. And I won't have, you know, my own coach's shoulder to kind of, you know, lean on a bit. That's going to mean I'm going to probably need to be even more resilient and even more kind of headstrong going into that to make sure that I'm really in the best place to perform.
What helps you focus? What's your How did you get in the zone then? So all those factors that you've mentioned, how do you personally stand on top of that board?